A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him, rooted in him, and built upon him, and established in the faith as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one captivate you with an empty, seductive philosophy according to the tradition of men, according to the elemental powers of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells the whole fullness of the deity bodily, and you share in this fullness in him, who is the head of every principality and power. In him you are also circumcised with a circumcision not administered by hand, by stripping off the carnal body with the circumcision of Christ. You are buried with him in baptism. In him you are also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And even when you were dead in transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he brought you to life along with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us. He has also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross. Despoiling the principalities and the powers, he made a public spectacle of them, leading them away in triumph by it. The word of the Lord. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works. I will extol you, O my God and King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose the 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James and John and Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. And a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we continue in the book of Colossians, and you could spend a lot of time meditating on this letter, but here today Paul reminds us, as he reminds the people of Colossae, that you received, as you received Jesus. So we got baptized, we received Jesus, but he says, now walk in him, be rooted in him, and build upon him. So we got to make sure that I walk in Christ. That means I'm doing the Father's will, because that's what Jesus did. I'm rooted in him. My life begins in him and ends in him. And I build everything upon him. So that means I'm building things for his glory. And we can tell when we're doing this because we're abounding in thanksgiving. Again, today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Name of Mary, and Mary and her Magnificat is just one big thanksgiving to God. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he who is mighty has done great things for me. One great thing of thanksgiving. So I think it's an important reality that when we hear this reading and we focus on Our Lady, we think about ourselves. Am I a person constantly complaining, constantly, not just in complaining to others, which is a thing in itself, but constantly complaining to God? Or am I a person of thanksgiving? Do I always see what's wrong, or do I always see what's good? It's both always there. There's always good and there's always bad. You decide, I decide what we will focus on. Let's focus on the good. Let's praise God. Let's thank God, and let us be filled with thanksgiving. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. I just want to talk to the people who listen to my homily every day. I talked to everybody else yesterday. We have about 1,000 people that watch this every day, and we have about 3,500 who listen to this homily every day. They're talking about closing our parish, so we need you who are listening to help us, if you would. If the parish helps you by you listening every day, not just because of Father Larry, but because of St. Joseph Church, Bread of Life Community, I encourage you, please write our bishop, Bishop Persico, and ask him to save us and to keep us as a standalone parish, or to make us a shrine to St. Joseph Church, Bread of Life Community. All the information for you to do that is at the top of our website. So if you just go to stjoesbol.org, stjoesbol.org, and it says Save Our Church, click that and it'll give you all the information. Please, please do this, please. Let us stand and